Chapter 31 Translator, Zia Editor, Ellie. When Xu Ting returned from her mission, she met a servant and casually asked, "Has the young master returned?" The servant curtsied and replied, "The young master has just returned." Xu Ting nodded and immediately went to the Qingfeng courtyard, but she saw Du Xian getting angry. "Xu Ken, go and invite the Lord here. Why did you ask father to come over?" Xu Ting walked over and hugged Du Xian's waist, asking suspiciously. As soon as Du Xian heard Xu Ting's voice, his sharp aura instantly softened down, as if the domineering young master just now was not him, so Xu Ting was taken aback for a moment. Xu Ting turned her head to look at Zhu Yuan Yuan, who was kneeling on the ground and crying, and asked plainly, "What is wrong with you?" Zhu Yuan Yu's eyes immediately welled up with more tears, trying to win Xu Ting's pity. Du Xian did not want him to talk to Xu Ting, he was so anxious, a crystal teardrop fell on Xu Ting's hand. "A man's tears are weapons, can't he use them?" Du Xian would never allow Zhu Yuan Yuan to make the first move. Sure enough, Xu Ting couldn't care less about Zhu Yuanyang. She pulled Du Xian over to face her, wiped away the tears from Du Xian's eyes with one hand, and asked with a frown, "What's wrong? Has he wronged you?" Zhu Yuan Yuan was so anxious, Du Xian had only shed a tear, but how could Xu Ting be completely biased towards Du Xian? Du Xian pushed Xu Ting's hand away and turned his face away, since the wife has fallen in love with cousin Yuan Yuan, why should she care if I'm wronged? The wife promised to accept cousin Yuan Yuan, but she didn't inform me. Why should I let cousin Yuan Yuan think that I'm a wicked person who wants to separate the lovebirds, and for no reason, be the jealous person? A look of pettiness, Xu Ting laughed in her heart. Du Xian was like this on the surface, but she knew it very well in her heart. Men were jealous and petulant, delicate and seductive, while the women still remembered the vixen outside. But Xu Ting didn't look at Zhu Yuan Yuan from the beginning to the end. Where was the love between the two? Since Xu Ting never said anything about it, then Zhu Yuan Yuan lied and came to find Du Xian unhappily. Xu Ting didn't even look at Zhu Yuan Yuan, but just coaxed Du Xian, "My cousin and I have never even met alone, and we don't love each other." "Cousin," Zhu Yuan Yuan really couldn't help crying this time. "I'm afraid that living in the palace for a long time will affect my cousin's reputation, it's not appropriate, I will ask my father to find a house for my cousin to move out." Xu Ting comforted Du Xian and said, "Okay, let's go back to Qingfeng courtyard." Du Xian was led obediently by Xu Ting, followed by Xu Ken and Chan Er. Xu Ting called a servant and instructed him to take Zhu Yuan Yuan back. Zhu Yuanyang realized in horror that he was done. Tears covered his face, he would be beaten to death by Xu Lan. Back at Qingfeng courtyard, Du Xian didn't want to talk to Xu Ting. If he had pretended to be against Zhu Yuan Yuan just now, but after being comforted by Xu Ting obediently, he couldn't hold back the small emotions in his heart. Those who were favored have nothing to fear. That was what it was to favor and be arrogant. Du Xian was a man, he was not exempt from the custom. Jealous, Xu Ting narrowed her eyes. It was rare to encounter such a situation. Not only was she impatient, she was also a little happy. Du Xian was sitting on the chair, Xu Ting suddenly locked Du Xian between her arms. "I don't like Zhu Yuan Yuan. I really don't have any relationship with him at all." "I know," Du Xian said, "then why are you still angry? Even if it's not Zhu Yuan Yuan, it's Li Yuan Yuan and Xia Yuan Yuan. Sooner or later Queen's daughter will have a man she likes, and then Xian will just watch Queen's daughter take them into the palace. I have long understood clearly that there will not be only one husband." Du Xian turned his face away, feeling really sad. Xu Ting sighed, picked up Du Xian directly, sat on the chair, and let Du Xian's hips rest on her thigh. "What if I say I only want you in my life?" Du Xian seemed to have heard something extremely shocking. His reasoning told him it was impossible, but his heart couldn't help but want to believe Xu Ting, and he panicked for a while. "Stop tease. Ing me, father won't agree. Xian just needs to trust me, don't worry about anything else." Xu Ting looked at Du Xian, "Will you believe me?" Du Xian kissed Xu Ting directly and said, "I believe. Even if you only coax me for a while, I believe, Chong Ning." After Xu Ting found her father, Han Ji tactfully asked Xu Lan and Zhu Yuan Yuan to leave the Zhenbian Palace. Xu Lan at first angrily disagreed, but after Han Ji told him everything Zhu Yuan Yuan had done and said that it was for the sake of Zhu Yuan Yuan's reputation as a man, Xu Lan humbly complied with Han Ji's arrangement. After moving out of the Zhenbian Palace, Han Ji might no longer be able to help them economically, but there was a world of difference between being in the palace and not being there. Zhu Yuan Yuan didn't want to find a good wife anymore. He didn't even know that he would be able to participate in the royal autumn hunting, and with the backing of the Zhenbian royal family, he could have even married a prince's daughter. And Xu Jing, who knew what stupid things Zhu Yuanyuan did, could not wait to strangle this idiot directly. He clutched the small porcelain vase in his hand and almost crushed it directly. This was the good thing that Xu Jing found after a long time. It only took a good time for Xu Ting to have a relationship with Zhu Yuanyuan, so how could Xu Ting not marry Zhu Yuanyuan? Unexpectedly, Zhu Yuanyuan, a brainless man, couldn't wait for a few days. He said that he would help him, but Zhu Yuanyuan screwed up. Xu Jing was so angry that his expression was distorted, his heart was on fire, and he wanted to drop something on his hand. But in the end he did not drop the small porcelain vase in his hand, but after calming down his emotions, he secretly hid the vase into the depths of the dresser drawer. When Xu Ting announced the news of the royal family's autumn hunting and left, Xu Jing, who was packing, took the small porcelain vase with him. Hidden in a jewelry box. For the royal autumn hunting, five people went from the Zhenbian Palace, the queen's daughter Xu Ting, the young master Du Sian, and three brothers of Xu Ting. Together with the guards, attendants and servants, there were as many as five carriages in the Zhenbian Palace, forming a long line. When they left the city, they met the Liu family's carriage. The Liu family's carriage was longer than the Zhenbian's palace. It was natural for Liu Shangshu and Miss Liu to go for autumn hunting. Lord Wei brought the prince of the Liu family and Liu Jujin's husband. Liu Jilan certainly wouldn't miss such an interesting event. Moreover, Xu Ting also saw a completely different carriage in the convoy of the Liu family. After thinking for a while, it seemed that Liu Jilan brought Mo Zian with her. This was a bit subtle. After all, Liu Jilan and Mo Zian were not husband and wife, and there was no marriage contract. What relationship did she have to bring Mo Zian in the autumn hunting? Sure enough, all the couples who knew about this matter were talking about it, and Wei Rong Rui was furious, but he couldn't control his daughter, so Mo Zian's carriage had to follow at the end. Liu Jilan felt sorry for Mo Zian, and was so angry that she didn't leave with the Liu mansion's convoy, and took Mo Zian with her to the eldest princess convoy. When did Liu Jilan get involved with the eldest princess? Xu Ting felt that Liu Jilan was really indescribable.